Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Stelina. Together, we are moms to 5 children, including 2 sets of twins.
At Tweet Dreams, we are passionate about helping families achieve the peaceful night's rest they deserve because we were formerly overwhelmed and sleep deprived ourselves.
We love nothing more than helping families achieve their specific sleep goals
so the whole family can be rested and thriving.
On this podcast, you'll not just hear about sleep-related topics. We'll chat about how it started,
where we are today,
and the experiences that have shaped us as mothers of twins.
We hope you'll enjoy listening to the ups and downs,
the highs and lows, and everything in between.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Twin Life with Tweet Dreams. Today, we're going to talk about birthdays, and we're talking about birthdays for a few reasons. So excited to share about that. Stelina, your twins just turned 3. I feel like we have chatted every day since they were 2, right? Like, so how we got through this year, how you got through this year is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
3s are better than 2, right? So
yes,
we definitely wanted to cover like the topic of birthdays, specifically twin birthdays. So tell me, I think you wanted to do things a little bit differently this year, but it didn't exactly turn out that way. So tell me about this birthday party.
Right. So as you said, the twins just turned 3, and I totally agree. I can already see that 3 is better than 2. Like, they're potty trained, they communicate better. You know, I'm starting to see the light. They can play together, like amazing milestones. So I just wanted to reiterate that point there. If you guys are in the 18-month to 2.5-year range with your twins, I can speak to the fact that 3 is already better. Okay. So that's great. Just wanted to point that out. And yeah, so for their first birthday, you know, we went all out. We decided to have like a big first birthday party. We did it at my parents' house, invited family, friends, like a lot of people. Okay. Had like a theme. It was unicorn. Invited a unicorn princess to like paint their faces. I mean, like went all out, like super cute. Okay. I also actually announced at my twins' first birthday party that I was pregnant again. So it turned into like, yes, I'll have to show you the video. Oh my God. It was like the timing just aligned. It was actually hilarious. I'll just tell this story because we're talking about it. So yeah, the twins turned 1, right? March 8th, 2022. And I was like 13, 14 weeks pregnant. And we had just found out the gender, my husband and I. So we were like, oh my God, we're going to shock everybody at this birthday
party. That's so fun.
And it like turned into a gender reveal party too, because me and him knew the gender, this is my son, a boy. So at the birthday cake, you know, when we were doing happy birthday to the twins, my husband was like, oh, thanks everybody for coming. Like, can't believe the twins are 1. This is amazing. Blah, 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 yada, yada. Like, it's so crazy to think we're going to have another birthday in 6 months. And everybody's jaw was like, you're kidding. Like, what? You're actually kidding. And I was like, not kidding. Yep, I'm pregnant. That's why I'm not drinking, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, yep. And the gender is in the cake of the birthday cake. So everybody found out I was pregnant with a 3rd kid and the gender like all in one shot. So it was a really good birthday party.
It was amazing.
It was super fun. So yeah, we went all out for that one, which was great and fine. For their 2nd birthday, again, did it at my parents' house. You know, a lot of my family lives closer to where my parents live. So it kind of just like made sense. We kept it to only family at that point, but we still invited like extended family, cousins who have kids. So it was like still pretty big, right? Like, we're a pretty big Italian family. And then I was like, all right, next year, I don't want to do this again with the twins. Like, I just want to have something small at my house or somewhere. I don't know. I'll figure it out throughout the year, right? Because it's a lot. It's like a lot of planning, a lot of cleanup, especially when you do it at a house, you know, especially when you have other little kids too, like a lot of safety stuff, like who's going to fall down the stairs, who's going to eat something at like a house that's not childproof, you know, like just a lot of stuff. And it's like also very overwhelming for the kids and for the adults personally. So this year I said to my husband, and he agreed with me. I was like, oh, let's just do like something at our house, like just our parents and siblings, right? And his sibling has 3 kids. The kids are close with their cousins. So I was like, that'll be it. Like our parents and your brother, my brother, and like their 3 kids and my kids, 6 kids. So he was like, yeah, totally down. We'll just order like some sushi or something. Like, everybody likes sushi. And I was like, great, whatever. Perfect. Fine. So then like time goes on, and I will admit, like, maybe I kind of started this. I was like, well, you know what? Like, I really don't think my grandmother should come, because backstory. We lost my grandfather, you know, a few months ago. And this is like my only grandparent left. And my twins love my grandmother. You know, she's in her 80s. She's still mobile, which is great. And I just, you know, not to get all like teary eye here, but like life is so short. And I was like, all right, we're celebrating my twin's life. Like, I want her to come be a part of this, right? So he was like, yeah, totally fine. Have your grandmother come. Obviously, if I have my grandmother come, somebody needs to drive her because she drives, but not far distances. So I was like, all right, I invited my two aunts, one of my aunts who never comes to anything. I was like, oh, she won't come. No problem. My other aunt, who I know is going to drive her, was like, yeah, I'll come. But you know, it's obviously like one person comes, but then the husband comes and then maybe their child will come too. Like, so it just like spirals, right? So she's like, I can come, I can bring her, no problem. Then my other aunt, who usually is like working 24/7, was like, oh, I have that day off. Like, I'd love to come see the house
and
everything.
What are the chances, right?
I was like, okay, great. Like I'm not like, if my family ever listens to this, like I'm very happy to have them all over, right? Like no problem at all. Just like started to become like more of a party than I had anticipated. So I was like, okay, like I don't think sushi is going to work anymore because like I know certain people now don't like sushi and now I have to think of some other food option. And then my husband was like, well, I guess if you're having your grandmother, like I'll have my grandmother because it's like his only grandparent as well. And like, who's going to bring her? Like his uncle. And then he's like, oh, well, we got invited to his cousin's child's third birthday party earlier in the year. He's like, so, you know, I feel like we should invite them. He's like, but they probably won't come. And I was like, you're probably right. Cause they like never come to anything. Usually they live like an hour away. He's like, oh yeah, I can come bring all three kids. I'm like, okay. Like this just got like so big. Like this just went from like 10 people to like honestly 30 people. So I was like, all right, now we have to like actually plan a party, which, you know, at first I was like, oh, I really don't feel like doing this. But then like, once I get into it, I'm into it. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm like really planning a party now. So I asked the girls, I was like, what do you want to do a party of? Like last year we did mini, like I was trying to figure out what they liked and they were like horsies. So I was like, all right, I can work with that. So we did a horsey themed birthday. It was really cute. I got like, you know, tablecloth with horses, plates, whatever. Got some balloons, cute dress, like cowboy hat. Like this just turned into like a whole thing. Okay. Like it was really cute and fun. We got like a ton of food. But again, it's like so exhausting. Like it's fun during it. And this was their first birthday that I had planned like in my own home. And you know, March is weird, like in New England. It could be nice. We've had a stretch of like pretty nice weather now, or it could be like 30 and cold and snowy out. So it wasn't snowy, but it was definitely too cold to like be outside. I would much prefer an outdoor birthday. My son is born August 11th. So he definitely like won in that aspect because I feel like he's just always going to have like a outdoor birthday party. Like it'll be really easy to plan and to manage and to clean up. But yeah, so we had this like, I don't know, big-ish to do. Like we still cut the list down from the year prior. Like we didn't have extended family with like my cousins who have kids and whatnot. And it also like too, like, you know, then people feel obligated to bring gifts. And it's like, we have so much stuff already. And we talked about our overconsumption problem previously mm-hmm. in a previous episode. And it's like, people don't know what to buy, but they buy something and it's like something you already have, something that doesn't fit. And then it's like something that's too dangerous, something that's not at the age appropriate, you know, for my kids.
Yeah. And it's two at once, right?
And then it's two of it. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this thing? Like, this is a lot. So we had the party. It was fun. Really great. My kids, actually, I will say this is the first year that they really, really understood it too, which was cool. Like we talked about it before, they were super happy to like blow out the candles and they were talking about it for like a week, you know, after. So super cute, like definitely love like celebrating the twins, celebrating their birthday, like always want to make it a thing, but definitely don't want to make it this huge, huge thing anymore. Okay. Like I would much prefer like bringing my twins to like some place or to do something. I'll just give you an example. So on their actual birthday, we had their party on the Saturday, but their birthday was on a Friday. My husband and I brought the twins and we left my son with the nanny to this pottery painting place. I don't know if you have any of those near you, but we have quite a few mm-hmm. over here. Like super cute. You just pick out some figurine. Girls got to paint. No time limit. Like we were there for honestly probably like 35 minutes by the time they painted this little horse. So cute. They had a great time. They loved it. inexpensive, like great time, right? So I'd much rather like do that, like maybe an experience of some sort. Obviously my kids are not like school aged yet, like yours. So I know that's a whole nother ball game. Like once they want to invite their classroom, and that's very expensive as well. I just know this because somebody I know had a party at a trampoline park, and it's like $700 to $1,000 to throw a party at a trampoline park around here sometimes, depending on how many kids you have. So I don't know if that's just like a New England, you know, overpriced thing, or if that's like an everywhere like thing where it can be, you know, kind of expensive. I know
I think everything we've decided is, that everything's expensive more expensive here. Where you
it
are.
Is. It is. I know it is. It's ridiculous, but people pay it. That's why. So,
right.
You know, I'm kind of like just not even thinking that far in advance yet about like when they're in school and want to invite, you know, all the kids. But I will say the last gift from the party was this lovely cold that we all got, which I'm not going to lie, I was a little anxious about it before this even happened. And maybe it's law of attraction. I thought about it. I thought we were going to get sick from the birthday, and we did. Maybe it's my fault. I had known some people, you know, had been getting over a cold and they were coming. And then, you know, when you invite kids who are in school to your house, especially when it's like not going to be outside, there's always that chance. We're in cold and flu season here. Come on. You know, you're going to get something. Luckily, knock on wood, there's wood there. I'm knocking. It was nothing crazy. No fever, thank God, you know, but we all got it, you know, and it's like, I have three kids here. They're all toddlers. They all have baseline crankiness. Okay. You throw a runny nose and like inability to like clear it and like inability to communicate like what's actually hurting, throat, nose, ears. Did you sleep? Did you not sleep? Like, what's the problem here? Like, it just is like that spiral effect that we talked about in, you know, our health anxiety episode, where it's just the sequence of events. Like, one gets it, the other one gets it, the other one gets it. You know, they all handle it a little bit differently. And it's part of life. I totally get it. But maybe it could have been avoided if I didn't have this big to-do, right?
Hey girl, are you tired? Not only tired from lack of sleep, but tired from searching all over the internet for sleep advice that's specific to your twins? Here at Tweet Dreams, we know that twin-specific advice and routines should be easy to find and access. And that's why we are a one-stop shop for you as a sleep resource. Our blog is chock full of advice for twins when it comes to naps, night weaning, sleeping through the night, and so much more. Not sure where to start? Be sure to grab our free twin sleep guide available for download today. This guide will walk you through an optimal bedtime routine, how to keep them synced throughout the day, and how to keep a routine going. As twin moms, we know how special those breaks are, and we want you to have them. Check out the show notes to grab your copy.
It's so hard, and I think we've decided that March is like the witching hour of cold and flu season. It's like, oh, we got through February. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. Spring is sprung, and no. We all get this last hangings on of something, whether it's mild or major. Mm-hmm. And I think we're like falsely, we like think we're out of the woods and we're not. Also, what happened 9 months ago from now? I thought about this earlier and I forgot to count back. Like, there are so many March birthdays.
There are.
Like, my kids are invited to a birthday party every single weekend in March.
Really?
So what is that, June-ish?
I guess. I think it's more... So my kids were 6 weeks early, so I have to think.
Okay.
Yeah, it probably is June, right? Yeah, probably.
Summertime, summer love, summer fun, Yeah, so no, thank you for sharing. I think you wanted it to be a certain way, and then it just sort of, by default, turned into something else. I think going into their fourth birthday, you're going to have a better plan, right?
Yes, I really am.
With twins, it feels so much extra because, well, it is.
It is.
You're like, oh, we're spending double because we're not, you know, celebrating another birthday in 3 months. Or, I mean, you will with your son, but do you know what I mean? Like, if it was just the twins or something, you'd be like, it's the only party we have all year. We're going to go all out. Like, it's more expensive, but it's double. It's two cakes. It's two different themes like meshed together. Like it's a lot. And I can talk a little bit about how ours has like evolved over the years.
Yeah. I really want to hear how you went from like the first birthday to like the sixth birthday and like what you've done, what you will do in the future, what you definitely won't do. I really want to hear about it.
I mean, similar to kind of what you described, like that first birthday is always like such a monumental event. It's something big to celebrate. Like twins are a year old. So we, you know, had a big party at the house, like family, extended family, even some friends, lots of people there. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember what we did for food, but you know, like we provided a full dinner. We did like, I got like a cake catered. One kind of hack though, because did you guys do like the smash cakes at 1 year?
Okay. So kind of. I did like a DIY for that. Like maybe 2 weeks before, I just bought two cakes and I set up like a little photo shoot that I did myself of the twins. I'll have to send them to you. They're so cute. But yeah, I didn't go like all out with like a photographer. I just kind of did it myself. Did you do it or how'd you do it?
Well, I got like a cake because I love a good cake. Mm-hmm. So, and I love it from a particular bakery. So any chance I get to do that, you know, I ordered their first birthday cake for like the guests. And then I went to like our local grocery store that carries these like specialty cupcakes, like, you know, mm-hmm. like those oversized cupcakes. Mm-hmm. So they each got one of those. And nice. That was their like, let's smash and eat the cake kind of thing. And then that way people weren't like eating cake that like a baby had like smashed in their mouth or anything weird mm-hmm. like that. So that's what we did. As far as that, no photo shoots or anything. So yeah, just like your typical 1-year-old birthday party, tons of gifts, tons of things. And then as we went into 2, I also like really overdid it. I invited mostly friends and their kids. My girls have October birthday, which is actually a really, really great time of year because it still is fall. It's usually warm out. You might have to worry about rain, but we did like an outdoor petting zoo, like at my home. So it's like a traveling petting zoo. Mm-hmm. So much fun. I don't remember that one being overwhelming really at all. I would say we had a smaller group of people because I spent money on actually like hiring the entertainment. And then at 3, I really overdid it probably because it was October of 2020 and we hadn't seen people in like 6 months. I think things had lifted by the fall. So we did have like a little outdoorsy theme. They were dressed up real cute. Again, lots of presents. And then at 4, I was like, okay, kind of like where you're at now. Like they were established in like a preschool class. They had made some friends. So I said, we can invite, I think we invited 4 to 5 little girls over. And we did this like little, it was actually really, really cute. This service comes and they do like a tea party setup.
Oh, I like that.
And they provide like the food, they provide the decorations, and we got to do it outside. Because
amazing.
Like imagine this little, like we have a patio, it was on the patio, they sat on pillows, like the weather was great. And also you get to that point where you're like, hey, mom of Bella, if you want to drop Bella off and then go like run some errands, like go ahead. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's kind of a new turn of events of ways to look at a birthday. So that one felt really fun. It was mostly just like princess themed. And then as we get into 5, I'm trying to remember what we did. Oh, I also, again, we were in a different school, but established preschool. My kids have a lot of friends. It feels like mm-hmm. they're social butterflies. I was that way as a kid. I don't know what happened to me now, but I was that way as a kid. So we invited 4 to 5 little girls over. I did like a craft. We did some activities, cake. And I can't remember what I made, a little like some food. But again, it's just me and my husband and we're putting on a little party for like 6 little kids. It's very mm-hmm. much more doable than what you're describing.
Oh yeah.
Right. Get burnt out with that. And then this year they turned 6. We did the trampoline park.
That expense wasn't 700 plus where you live now. Okay.
No. And I even like splurged and got the private room because I wanted everybody to have a place to come, like sit down. They had pizza. We had cake. I was going to say maybe I spent like $400. Like,
okay, all right. Well, that makes sense, but
that,
though.
For... That was only for 10 kids. So, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the person you know had more.
Maybe.
It also felt good to like get it out of my house and not have to like, yeah. you know, entertain at home and things like that. So this year, I don't know what we'll do, but something very similar to what we've been doing. A really popular theme in kindergarten, though, guys, is these party invitations come home in their folders. Like, I'm not lying, to a month. Wow. And in March, we got one every week. Sophia's birthday, Ryder's birthday. And I'm like, okay, so here's the first problem. Since I split my twins up, one twin gets invited to Bella's birthday or Sophia's birthday. The other one doesn't get invited. What do we do in these situations? Because that's tough and that's really hard to understand as a six-year-old. So we actually went to one in January where the mom was like, RSVP, my name's Nikki. I like texted Nikki and I was like, hey, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, but like Paige is a twin. So I was mm-hmm. curious if I paid for an additional ticket to, I forget where it was, could her sister come as well? And she was like, oh, absolutely. Like the more the merrier. And I think that's nice. The response that you would get if you were in that situation. Obviously, like I spent more on the present because I'm sending two kids there to the party. So that was an easy sort of fix. We also got another invitation where it was like, oh, just show up at such and such place at 12 o'clock. There was no RSVP or anything. So I was like, well,
interesting.
We're just not going to go to that one. There's no way for me to like be respectful, like ask the mom. Also, we just went to a birthday party, guys, and it came to my attention that
I'm like, waiting for it. Can't even talk host, about it.
I know. The host family, in some capacity, all the family members, majority of the family members, were in some stages of recovering from what I'm just going to say was norovirus. All right.
100%.
So I had heard that one of the children was sick about a week prior. So I'm thinking in my head, Lindsay, do not overthink this. It's been a week. It looks like they're on social media out living life. Nobody's dying over here. My kids are excited. They want to go to this birthday party. We'll go. Pretty much as soon as I got there, I regretted my decision wholeheartedly. Tried to do the best I could to mitigate what I thought was going on. I even was texting you. It was literally the day of your kid's birthday party. I was like, I just have to put this out into the universe that we are F-U-C-K-E-D over here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And yeah.
So long story short, my daughter ended up getting very ill, like the sickest I've ever seen her.
So sad.
Luckily, we're on the other side of it. Hopefully. I think we are, right?
You are. No, you totally are.
She's feeling better. It now has me just really reevaluating where I take my kids, how many kids are there, what we're trying to avoid. You know, I mean, I don't want to be like this OCD parent and say, like, clearly I send my kids to school every day in a petri dish. Like, right, that's a given. But I also feel like if you're going to host a party with, and I'm going to say there's probably 20 kids there. If you're going to do that, I don't know. I just feel like it's the right thing to do, just to be like, here's what we have going on. Do what you'd like to do with that information.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have felt comfortable doing that, knowing what the illness looked like. Stuffy nose, whatever. I mean, obviously one kid's cold, like you said, is another kid's like hospital visit. There's not a whole lot we can do about that. But given how contagious and things this particular sickness is, I just feel like, I don't know, more could have been done, but hindsight's always 20/20, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard because like you said, like you don't want to overthink it. You do send your kids to school every day. So it's like they totally could have picked up the same exact thing from school. So I think we talked about this too. It's like when you don't know where something came from, you're like, well, I don't know. It's life. Like it could be anywhere. It could be Target, it could be school, it could be anything. But when you know, it's like, damn, I wish I didn't do that, you know, or I wish I wasn't near that person, or like when you see it happening, you know, like I kind of saw the cold happening too, because I was like, there's no way we're not going to get a cold from here. There's too many people that have had a cold and still do, kind of, you know, it's just, ugh. And then you see what you saw and you're like, especially with that, like it is so contagious. And like, kids don't know, like kids are going to eat cake. They're going to do this. They're going to play. Like, it's fine. It's a part of life. Like we've talked about, you've really calmed me down a lot about kids' sicknesses and illnesses. And like, we can't just keep them away from stuff. But I do agree with you. And I've kind of always been like this. Like, if it's at a place that I just think is dirty and I don't know, I don't want to take the chance sometimes. And like we talked about in the past, like I'm the kind of person who just has no problem making those decisions. Being like, yeah, we're not going. Sorry. Like I'll send a gift. Is it the right decision? I'm not really sure, but it's the right decision for me and my family when I decide it is. So I'm just going to do that for my family whenever I feel it necessary. And I think you will too when you're on the other side. You good?
Yeah. I mean, we had an invitation for a birthday party tomorrow and we're not going. Like, I understand that my daughter's feeling better, but she's likely at some aspect a little bit contagious, maybe. So why would I put somebody else through that when it's just, let's just stay home, right? It's 2 hours, a party, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. So I do feel like it's my part to make that decision, not to pay that forward any farther, you know, in any capacity. So yeah, they feel disappointed and things like that. But it's like this fine line between not giving my kids a complex about illnesses and then also being like just conscious of it. Or it's just maybe it's better to like have no clue at all, because all the parents there like had no clue about anything. And I'm just watching everybody like a hawk. And I was telling my mom about some of it. And she's like, oh, you sound just like me. And I was like, do I? She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. But like in my mind as a kid, I don't remember her being super like germ conscious or anything.
Same. No, you're so funny, because it's like the same for me. I don't remember my parents being like all on me, like alcohol wipe this, alcohol wipe that, blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't want to give my kids a complex either, but like when you have more than one, okay, one sick kid sucks, but like when you have more than one and then it just goes through the whole house and like everybody just, you know, has a different reaction to it. Maybe if we can avoid it, I'm going to do everything I can to avoid it, you know? But anyway, no, like it's good. Birthday parties are fun. Like, I don't want this to be like a negative thing. Like, we're not going to go to birthday parties. We're not going to have birthday parties. No, that's definitely like not it. Like, I'm sure I will have like a nice birthday party for the twins when they turn 4. I don't know what it's going to be. I definitely want it to be smaller, you know, definitely don't want it in my house if I can help it, because like all the cleaning I did after and like we still got a cold. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like that was for nothing. You know, I really like the idea of doing it at a place, like few people. And then once they can really decide what they want to do, like, you know, then I'll probably do more of that. Like, what do you like? Do you like to cook? There's some places near here that like do some baking birthday parties for kids, or that tea party thing sounds super cool. You know, just kind of like do kind of what they want, you know, it's about them. So that's my plan, hopefully, for the future with the twins. But they had a good time, and you know, that's all that matters. Got some good pictures. So cute.
Yeah, I saw the one that you sent me. And when they're a little bit older, you also can really get a better idea of like their personalities, like what they're into, because I always text the mom if I'm going to a birthday party. I'm like, oh, what is Blake like what's she into? Because I appreciate that on the receiving end.
Same.
And here's what I do. My kids love crafts. Like, what kid doesn't love crafts? So I always say, you know what, Brynn and Paige are really into crafts. So if you want to just get them a craft project or like random stuff from Michael's, done. Because we don't need any more toys, right?
I know.
So that's what I've been doing the past 2 years, I'm going to say. And that's really worked out well, because whether it's like a craft that they do and then it's done and then you throw it away, or if it's like something that's like, you know, a nice marker kit or like reams of paper, construction paper, scissors, glue, like this is like, we're using this daily. Mm-hmm. So can never go wrong with crafts.
Yes, totally agree.
Okay. Well, this was our little rant on birthdays. You go big at first, and then I think it definitely tapers down, which is fine. It becomes a little more simple, but then all these invitations starts coming in. That's a whole other layer of complexity. When you think about twins, you know, I shared before, like putting my kids in separate classes at kindergarten would be less convenient for me. Yep. And it is, right? I worked the book fair this morning and this mom's like, oh, are your twins in this class? Where are they? And I was like, well, there's one of them. You split them up? I'm like, hell yeah, I split them up. Like, it's been great, you know? So mm-hmm. people are still so shocked by that decision, but it's all good. It's all good.
You do what you do.
Yes. Well, I really enjoyed chatting with you today about this.
Same. I really need to get this off my chest. This was a good conversation. And then I don't want to talk about these birthday illnesses anymore. We're moving forward. Not talking about my cold, not talking about your daughter's episodes, and everybody's good, healthy. We got it off our chest, and spring
moving
and summer
forward, right?
Coming. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. As always, this is such a joy to be able to record for you. Thank you for listening. If you want a specific topic covered, we are all ears. Please send us a DM via Instagram at TweetDreams, and we'll be happy to cover that specific topic. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you later. Bye.
If you liked this episode and conversation, be sure to leave a review or rating. Share it with a friend on social media or a family member. It's our goal to reach as many parents of multiples and singletons alike. You're not alone in your parenting journey. If you'd like to hear about a specific topic or have an episode idea, please feel free to message us. We're here to help.